Big changes are coming to Bangladesh. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The decisions made in the next few days could change everything for Christians. Your input helps shape that. Bangladesh holds the world's third largest Muslim population. In 10 days, the High Court will hear a petition seeking to restore Bangladesh's secular designation.
Even last week, there were hardline Muslims who were saying if the court removes Islam as the state religion, there will be riots in the streets. We will provoke a national outcry against it.
Forgotten Missionaries International supports Christian pastors and church planters in Bangladesh. FMI's Bruce Allen says they're helping national leaders prepare for whatever lies ahead.
Look down the road. Let's see where your culture is heading. How to anticipate what's going to be happening in your own country, in your own communities. Know how to respond effectively so that ministry goes forward regardless of external circumstance.
What ISIS discards, Jesus protects. When Muslim terrorists found 82-year-old Yasmin, a Christian, they deemed her too old to kill. She survived their takeover but became a refugee, one of millions fleeing Iraq and Syria. But with help from people like you, Baptist Global Response Partners brought her food, blankets, and medicine. You helped to prove that she has infinite worth. The demonstration of Christ's love speaks truth into lives like Yasmin's. But it starts with a decision to take action. So what's yours? You're listening to Mission Network News. There are a lot of days designated to bringing awareness to worldwide causes. World Water Day is definitely an important one. UNICEF reports that 663 million people lack access to clean water.
It's just a chance each year to put a focus on water needs and particularly on the need for improved access to water, sanitation, and hygiene services in the developing world.
That's Jonathan Wiles of Living Water International. World Water Day, which is next Tuesday, is a big deal for them. That's because when it comes down to it, it's not just reminding people about water issues. It's also about sharing the gospel.
As we meet people's physical needs, that has not only physical but also spiritual consequences. And that's really kind of a reflection of the way that Jesus himself did his ministry when he was on earth.
Join the conversation about clean water and the living water by connecting with them through Facebook and Twitter. We've got the links posted at missionnews.org. Well, let me tell you about Telam, a little boy in India. His family lived next to a church, but the church was forbidden to him. Then, a children's Bible club started. It's one of the ministries offered by Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Telam secretly joined it. Then, a family tragedy struck, and the Bible club leader came to pray with Telam's mom. Next thing you know, the whole family gave their hearts to Christ, and everybody's part of the church next door. Telam's journey started with someone giving just a dollar to help support the clubs. And since we're on the topic, World Mission thinks that they may have found a way for Christians to serve unreached people groups, but without leaving the country. Greg Kelly with World Mission.
So for us, we have found so many people who have a passion for missions and especially unreached people groups, but they don't have the opportunity necessarily to travel to North Africa or India and Thailand and other countries where these unreached people live. So we've come up with a model locally here in our community in Grand Rapids and actually in other parts of the country where we have volunteer thrift stores so people can serve, and the net effect of them outside of blessing their own community is helping us send treasures, which are our solar-powered audio Bibles, into these nations of the world where people have never heard of Christ.
For anyone interested in starting a World Mission thrift store or to volunteer, you'll find the details and more from today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of the patients, these are the extreme tests of faith. Sat Simon's offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.